B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hey.
It's funny. Nicole is in Colorado, and she said that she turned on the show for a minute, and she heard about me talking about shitting my pants.
Shocker.
Yeah.
All the cats away.
I just turned you guys on in Denver for shits and giggles, and there's Maney talking about pooping himself.
Yep, that's what happens when you leave us.
It's a true story, though. We got talking. I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but my wife told me I had two accidents with her during the dating process.
Mm-hmm.
And one was when I was at an Italian fest in Memphis, where you go from tent, you pay one fee, Roy, and you go tent to tent to tent, Loren, and just eat and drink as much as you want Italian food from all the restaurants in Memphis. Pizza.
Sounds amazing.
It was lasagna, pizza, and I think I was working it. I was like a judge.
Okay.
And so I felt a little rumbly in my tumbly, and I went to toot, and you know what? I had to throw my underwear away. So I told my wife, I'm like, I gotta go home. And then I forget the other instance. Amanda would know immediately. But there's another instance where I had another issue, and she goes, "Oh my God, if this happens again, we're not getting married." And I swear I've been clean ever since.
No, you just stopped
telling her. Let's be honest. There's an old saying, never trust a fart.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I didn't talk about it on the air, but on the rap party, I'll give you a little extra. I used to push really hard. And
for
I would
farts?
Think it's funny because I was, you know, I was like 30 Five. At the time. I wasn't 30. Shit, when I met Amanda, I was
35.
She threw a 35th birthday party for me, so I was like 34.
34. So
that's 34. Old enough.
Not helping your cause.
That's old enough to know not to push your farts out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
But
that's fun. That's love.
That's love. So, hi, I'm Maney, and I haven't crapped my pants in 9 years and 10 months.
It's like, yeah, you get a chip for every year you don't shit yourself.
Right. But you know what she's thinking on her end? Like, what's this dude's problem?
Of course she is. Of course she's thinking that. But there you are.
Loren, you probably know as a mom, too, you'll have it happen with Jax. Maybe it happened with Cash, your kids. But like Ruby yesterday, she normally, I can smell her poop right away, and I can judge now. She's almost two. We're potty training her, and she'll go poop, poop. And I was like, no, you don't have a poop, and you're not going to go poop. I could just tell. Mm-hmm. You don't need to. I undid her diaper yesterday, and there was like a little, like, she did poop.
Oh.
A little nugget in there for you.
Yeah, yep, a little nugget.
Yeah.
On this Rap Party podcast, I sent a link to my friend who I used to work with, Trish.
Is she on?
Jay Donovan, her name is. No, she's not on. She works out of Florida, but she's going to jump in. I thought it would be cool to get her perspective on Regis because Regis did this radio week.
Yeah, wasn't it like in like 2010 or 9? They had a whole week where all these radio hosts from across the nation sent in videotapes to audition to be his co-host for a day. And he selected a bunch of different people.
What a great thing to do. Way to get like a ton of publicity and ratings. I'm sure were huge that week.
Yeah.
You think that's ratings cool. for him were huge?
Oh, I think because I think local radio markets, like I know our friend Mojo's co-host went.
Okay.
Bert and Atlanta's co-host went.
Yeah, I guess that's not that bad
Jade,
of an idea.
Who was working with this guy Johnny in Orlando, she went.
Yeah.
Then I think they did country.
Okay.
I almost think I knew all five.
I think Ace and TJ's girl was over there too.
Did she get on, Gwen?
Yeah. No, not Gwen. Who? Monica.
Lindsay? Monica?
Monica did it?
Yeah.
Really?
I saw Monica. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it on her Instagram because I thought I saw it the other day.
I'll ask Jade. It's hard for me because I know her as Trish, but her radio name's Jade.
You got to call her by her stage name.
Isn't it cool, though? Isn't that like the old movie actor thing where you talk about Robert De Niro and you're talking to another actor and they go, Bob's great on the set.
Right. You see, you want to look cool and call her Trish?
Yeah, Bob did a great picture.
What should I call her? Jade? Because she's never...
Mrs. Donovan.
No, I think Jade. Because we've met her at Morning Show Bootcamp.
She introduced herself as Jade.
Exactly.
She's buying into her own crap. Where is she?
Yeah.
She said she's downloading Chrome.
She doesn't have Google Chrome?
Who doesn't have Chrome?
I didn't have it when we started doing this thing.
What?
Man, there's two things you got to get. Chrome and Dome.
Yep. We just learned what Dome was.
My wife had to teach me what Dome was.
It's what all the cool kids get.
Yeah, what all the cool kids.
What all the cool kids. They get that dough, man.
She said it's not working, so she said, please stand by. Okay, so you're sending me a clip here of Monica. Yeah, so she got in. Then who was the, who the hell was the fifth one?
Did they do it for 2 weeks?
I think they only did 1 week. Now, depending on the year, I was in, I was working in Memphis, I guess, or I was either out of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Our radio show got on the Jenny Jones show years ago when I was working in Little Rock.
What's the Jenny Jones show?
It was like a Oprah. Do you remember, Loren, there was a huge bump in daytime talk?
Mm-hmm.
You know how daytime TV right now is filled with all the judges?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got a judge show?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was all talk shows and guests.
Okay.
And the crazier the guest, the better the hour.
Oh, okay. So it was like, what's the guy, Jerry?
Kind of like Jerry. Jenny Jones actually had an instance where a guy came out as gay on the show, and unfortunately, it didn't end well. Like, he got into a huge domestic dispute or something. Do you remember that, Loren?
I do remember that.
I can't remember.
And Jenny ended up having to go to court for it.
I do remember that story.
Well, she wanted to know about radio shows, which is another great move, like we were just talking about. So we were working in Little Rock, and she said, you know, set up to get your show on TV, you know, to come on as a guest on the Jenny Jones show. So we had everybody in Little Rock and, like, the surrounding Arkansas area send in a vote for us. And we went on, me and this guy Lucas that I worked with, and another guy Todd, and we brought this rapper. This big rapper who was actually in the WWE,
mm-hmm.
who was from Little Rock. His name was Casanova Ace. And he went on stage and rapped. And she had the stage was lined up with lights, Loren, that you like put around a makeup makeup mirror. And I just remember Casanova Ace didn't see them and was crushing them.
Oh, gosh.
Please tell me that made TV.
I think it did. I think I have the tape somewhere.
And him just crushing all the lights?
Yeah, yeah. I think... Jade is with us.
Jade is with us.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's a big echo.
All right, we're switching over to the phone now. It'll be easier this way.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. Now we can hear.
Oh, dang. This is way better. Yay.
It shouldn't be. With that studio you have in your home and the studio we have here in Charlotte, we should have had no problems. But
to be clear, your studio at home looks nicer than our studios in Charlotte.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's what you get for doing a lot of, like, softcore porn. You just save up your money. And,
yeah.
Yeah. You never went full. I always hated that about you.
Okay, so let's jump. So you were on with Regis.
So she's with Johnny in Orlando. Then vote to get
your co-host. It's my goal to make this the most difficult interview you've ever done. I'm just going to ask you that question.
And it's so fucking irrelevant. Yeah. Like, and nobody knows. Our audience doesn't know who you are.
And let me tell
you. Regis is way out of our demo.
We've made 20 edits, and I don't know where the pickup is, so I don't know what's been explained. So.
I mean, Manny, why the hell are you calling me anyway? You don't even call me on the regular. Let me get you on here.
I text you when I see funny pictures, but when did you find out that you had gotten on to be Regis's co-host for the day? Like, how soon?
Oh, man, I want to answer, but it's just messing with you. It's way too fun. So essentially what happened was, you know, Kelly was going on vacation, and they were doing a big call for women in radio who wanted to co-host and, you know, do a day while she was on vacation. So there were going to be 5 finalists. So everyone sent in a video. They did top 100. I made that cut, and I was like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. Top 50, you had to do another video to get in. And then it got down to, like, top 10, right? And that at that point, it was your audience has to come together and vote you through.
Mm.
So that was their play at, like, organic, you know, that guerrilla marketing stuff. It was genius because you had all these people, all these radio stations giving them free promotion,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
saying, vote for me, do this. And then they announced it, so we were all in the radio station. It was such a cool moment and a cool day, especially because, you know, you can submit videos to go on the show or do whatever, but to know that your audience put you there, they were like the last determining factor to rally around you and get you in that position. That was like a really cool moment, you know. They announced it live on the show, the top 5 finalists, and when they said my name, we were live on the air too, and everyone in the studio just jumped up and started screaming.
That's
and
cool.
At
that's
the
cool,
time, you know that song, All I Do Is Win? All I Do Is Win?
Yeah,
you know, remember
yeah.
that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so
and we
that
still
song
play it.
Blasted, and we were screaming and crying like crazy people. It was super fun.
You were like, bye, goodbye, radio. I'm Kelly's job is in jeopardy.
Finally, that's what I was going to ask. Because, I mean, Jade, you get there, and you're, you know, there's got to be some kind of pressure because maybe Kelly doesn't work out at some point.
Right. Yeah, well, you hope that's on your mind, but no, clearly that didn't happen.
Now, do they roll out the red carpet for you? Did they fly your first class up there? Limo picked you up? And, you know, what's these TV
sure.
people do?
They did, actually. You know, it was really funny because I remember them saying, well, you know, we're going to prep you just like we prep Kelly every day. And I didn't know what that meant. Here I am, just like this 24-year-old, you know, girl from a morning show in Orlando, a little radio station, and they fly us up and a black car picks us up, black car service, takes us to the hotel. And this is like the night before they say, all right, we're going to prep you just like we prep Kelly. I'm like, cool, I wonder what that is. So the night before the show, you know, like around dinner time, I'm sitting in my hotel room. I get a knock at the door. Some dude shows up with an envelope. And in the envelope is whatever we're doing on the show the next day. So there was zero prep involved. You'd imagine, like, you know, these girls in radio, we're going to make sure that they feel comfortable. And they're on national television. They're probably nervous. Let's give them a couple days to prep. Hell no. They gave me, like, I don't know, a few hours the night prior just to kind of go through the notes to see what we're doing on the show that day. And I was super nervous but really excited. And I remember thinking, you know, we had like Maggie Gyllenhaal, I think, on the show that day promoting Nanny McPhee or something random. And I was so excited to meet her. So I watched the movie Nanny McPhee while I'm looking at my cue cards for the show the next day. And I drop a big dollop of mashed potatoes right on the cue card that I'm supposed to take on the show the next day. It's like a total hot mess move. But yeah, it was pretty interesting that they didn't do any other steps, you know what I mean?
So the first time you meet Regis is when then?
Is the next morning, was right before the show. Like, I was in hair and makeup, all these people were around, and it's so fascinating because as you're in there, like an hour before, I think call time was like 6:45, 7 o'clock, and it was live, like true live at, you know, 8 or 9 or whatever it was. So it was only really an hour or so in hair and makeup before you go, and all these producers were rolling in like, okay, I'm the producer for this segment. I'm the producer for the hats segment. I'm the producer for Maggie Gyllenhaal, whatever. So they'd each come in and just brief you on what that piece was going to be about. And then all of a sudden, Regis just flies in and says hello, and then he's gone, and that was it.
Good to see you. See you.
Regis had a hand in, like, choosing the finalists? Because I would imagine
they were all hot.
He would have to know if he had some chemistry with somebody. Like, he would have to know their personality a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we all had to sleep with him the night before, but that's something
that's
really
not. Oh, that's going public.
No, I don't really know, but it was funny. I'm glad I got to go third because I got to watch the other girls.
Sure.
You know, from
you were
Orlando,
trying to remember who they were.
Before me. You had Shannon.
Right.
Shannon Murphy.
Mm-hmm. From Mojo.
From Mojo. Jen Hobby.
From Burt.
And then
Lorenz said Monica from Charlotte from the Ace and TJ show, our competition, she went.
Okay. Oh, yes. She was, I think she was maybe Friday. So the two girls after me, I remember, I don't remember as much because one of them, because they're anywhere right after me. Kristen, I think. Kristen from, man, she was in LA at the time. I
okay.
think on Coast or something
okay.
like that. Okay. But yeah, the two before I studied, so I knew.
And then Seacrest went and never left.
Swept up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he slept with Regis too. So.
And then your career kind of like,
I think that could be far.
Your career kind of really did blossom after that because like you left Orlando then and you became a lead, which is unusual in radio for a lot of female leads, and it shouldn't be. But then you went to Tampa and then New York.
Yeah, it was a journey after that. I mean, it's interesting. I remember when I left there and I was doing TV, I was at Access Hollywood and I was trying to get a job and I was not good enough to get a full-time job there yet. And I remember calling my agent and I was like, I need to you know, I'm on the red carpet. I'm asking all these questions, but they're other people's questions. I'm just another freaking cute chick, like, on the red carpet. These are not my questions. I'm just here holding a stick asking other people, you know, questions. I want to figure out how to, I don't know, come from a place of power. So I called my agent and I was like, I need to get back in radio. It's my bread and butter. I need to figure out how to be a host and lead a conversation. If I want to get back on TV one day, you know, ask my own questions, have control, then that's just got to be the way it's got to be. And so, yeah, then we were looking at different ideas. And it's funny, the Tampa thing, I remember when my agent called about the opening for a morning show there, he's like, oh, yeah, I got this, you know, girl, Jade, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, that's awesome. But I think we really need to get the host in place first.
And it was so funny.
So he's like, no, she is the host.
Yeah.
She's got, you know, boobs. Like, it's fine. She can be the host. So then it kind of changed their perspective. But it is interesting how they weren't even thinking of that. It was just a guy. Got to find the guy first. So
we hate it when Loren's not here. Like, we need Loren.
Because then it's just me and you talking and making inappropriate.
Guess listen to our show, Jade.
You should hear what they say behind my back.
Yeah. We have Loren, who was on maternity leave, and she's now probably still holding her newborn in her arms, breastfeeding during this.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Then there's me. You know me. We work together. And now there's Roy, who is came out of the closet in 2017, is now engaged to his man, an African American.
Yeah.
And then we have producer Nicole.
You're so descriptive.
Because our show is so all over the map.
You didn't tell me the color of Loren's skin.
Yeah. She's olive. The idea that I told you that is because we have so many different, you know, cultures and so many different profiles on the show, you know. And then producer Nicole, who's in Denver right now on a safari or something, she's gay. So radio really has come a long way, and it's one of the things that we've always been thankful for the Beasleys for, is letting us just kind of be us, you know what I mean? And in this city, where you got a lot of people that aren't okay with that.
Well, it's like in the city, you're okay. Then you travel outside the city. Sometimes people don't like that. But I also think it's one of those, you know, there's probably a lot of people that listen to this show, and they may have, you know, they don't like the fact that I'm gay, but they love me for me, so... Mm-hmm. You know, it's this weird dynamic we also have with the audience.
Changing perspectives.
Not trying to, at least.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Well, it's nice that you have such a variety of opinion, too, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone's got a different background.
Yeah, we try to shut Manny's opinion up.
I go, hey, here's the top five things that women try and get hints to men. And Roy goes, fuck that segment. Who cares about them? You got anything about boys in there we can talk about? So that's awesome. So your experience with Regis seems like it was as show busy as can be, but also, like, you know, he was very cool and made it easy for you.
Oh, he totally did. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like I've answered none of your questions properly.
We really haven't asked any.
Well, what also vibe I'm getting from you, Jade, is that, like, he wasn't very, like, it was like, come on, do the show, and then left. There wasn't, like, no personable thing there. It's not like you guys did dinner.
No. And I didn't mean to give that impression. That was just to say, he would come in, he said hello when I was in hair and makeup, and there wasn't a lot of interaction right before.
Yeah.
Because I think he likes to preserve a little bit of that magic and unknown to keep that fresh on the air.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You know, like, some people are really good and they like to go over things and rehearse in advance, but I think he just wants to, I don't know, keep it fresh.
See, in my head,
like our show, like, we try to keep it authentic. We try not to talk too much before we go on about what we're doing.
I know, but I thought maybe he was like a dick and was like, okay, you're goal number three. Hi. All right, let's go out and do the show.
Number three, good to see you.
Well, no, it was interesting. Like, I have this, I wrote about it on Instagram when I found out that he passed, because I have just this really great, lovely memory of him right before he went on. And he was just the nicest guy. He looked you in the eye. He was genuine. You know, when he came into to hair and makeup to say hello, it was like a hello, good morning. And it was breezy and quick, probably in my memory, because I was nervous as hell, you know, because I'm about to go on national TV, never having done that before at 24 years old. So I was just a little nervous, and he came in, said hi, and that was it. I'm like, oh God, what do I do now? But the next moment that I met him was right behind the set, right before we were about to go out, and I'm standing there. They told me not to wear heels because I'm 5'10". I wore them anyway because I'm like, this is my damn moment. So I have heels on, and I didn't realize Regis, that he comes and stands right next to me, and he's much, much shorter than me. And so I'm looking down at this just TV icon next to me. It's just like the crowd is going nuts, just roaring on the other side of this set. And I had been so excited, but at that point I got so damn nervous, just really nervous. And I look over at Regis, and he grabs my hand, and I said, oh, my God, you know, with the crowd going nuts. I'm like, I just got really nervous right now. I think I'm really nervous. And he looks up at me, and he's holding, like, his coffee mug with chocolate milk in it. I think it was, like, chocolate almond milk or something. And he looks up at me, and he's like, you're going to be great, kid. Like, with all sincerity and warmth and, I don't know, compassion.
Wow.
Like a fatherly sort of moment, like where he's just encouraging me. You're going to be great, kid. You know, chin up. You got it. Go out there, slugger.
Yeah.
For some reason, that little thing he said to me was all I needed, and it just washed away all of my anxiety and fear, and I was able to have fun. And
yeah, I remember you were great. One,
get the hell out there, and it was a blast. He was so good to me.
I remember you were great, and you did fantastic. And then you went on and did a couple other TV things, and then radio in New York, and then now you have the studio in your Florida home. And what are you doing now besides erotic novels?
Mm-hmm. Reading those.
Mostly just reading erotic novels.
Mm-hmm. Not even recording them. Not just even voice them. Doing voiceovers. I'm just reading them.
Yeah, no, they don't go anywhere. I just bought all this gear so that I have high quality stuff for myself, for personal use. But no, everything's good. I mean, okay. I will say, I think it's it is. He was just the nicest guy. And what I think is funny is that, not funny, but what I think is interesting is that anyone who has said anything about his passing, everyone has something nice to say. You know what I mean?
Right.
Have you seen anything where it's like, Regis was an asshole, or Regis was rude, or he was this? Like, how many people will be like, Jade was rude in this moment. She was definitely a bitch in this moment. Yes, she might have an ego, but she was really nice in this moment. Like, we're all human. We're colorful. There's so many different things that we feel mm-hmm. on a daily basis. If you happen to run into the wrong person, when you're having a bad day,
yeah.
you know, right now it's so easy to go online and just be like, oh, I met Manny. He's in the grocery store. He was an asshole. Or, you know, he was rude to me or whatever. And it's just interesting. Like, not one person that I saw said something negative about him or has.
You're right. And I'm not even joking here, but, like, he made it through that whole Me Too thing, which went back to a lot of men who were older. You know, I mean, Charlie Rose from PBS, for God's sakes, got caught up in that. And, you know, Matt Lauer, all these media people who had been around women, and women were always beneath them in their gender and in their role in the industry. So you're right, Jade. That was a good point. See, we got to something at 26 minutes. That's awesome.
That's fine.
Well, I wasn't Manny, you didn't prep me on this. You're like, just hit that clean feed button. We'll get you on. I'm like, okay, I don't really
need to. Easy, New York. Like, there's not prepping.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, nobody's at your door with an envelope.
Yeah, we don't do that.
He's just like, hey, Tulsi, can you come on and talk to me?
We call each other Tulsi. It's backwards for slut. And by the way, there's a senator or something in South Carolina, Senator Tulsi, and I sent you that billboard, and it was that was so funny. But all right, well, thanks for coming on with us and giving us a few minutes. At Jay Donovan on Instagram and at Jay Donovan on Ashley Madison, go find her.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry that I added absolutely nothing to your stellar show.
No, you were wonderful, Jay. Thank you so much for sharing the story with Regis and all that. And hope you're well, and can't wait to see you again.
You guys too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.